So now, arranging to lie on your back on a mat or on the floor or your bed if it's not too soft, or sitting in a chair if that works better for you. And as you settle, becoming aware of the fact that you are breathing, feeling the sensations of the breath wherever they're most vivid for you, at the nostrils, feeling the flow of air with each inhalation and exhalation, or in the chest, expanding and contracting with the in-breath and the out-breath. Or for some, the breath is vivid in the belly, inflating with the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. Resting your awareness on the sensations of each breath in and each breath out. Not trying to change the breath in any way, but instead observing the sensations of the breath just as it is, from moment to moment. And now gathering your attention and shifting your awareness to the toes of the left foot. Becoming aware of the sensations that are present here. There may be tingling or warmth, coolness, or the feeling of the air on the toes. The feeling of the fabric of a sock or stocking. And not so much thinking about the sensations in the toes of the left foot, but rather being aware of them, being with them, observing them from moment to moment. Sensing the big toe and the little toe and the toes in between. And if you register a blank when you bring your attention to your toes and there are no sensations, noting that, and being present with the absence of sensation in this part of the body. Observing this region from moment to moment. And now expanding your awareness again to include the bottom of the left foot, the ball of the foot, the instep, the heel, perhaps feeling the heel making contact with the floor or the mat. Just being present to any sensation here in the bottom of your left foot. And on the next out-breath, expanding your awareness to include the top of the left foot and the left ankle on the surface and deeper into the bones and muscles of this region of the body. Exploring whatever sensations you encounter with interest and curiosity. And on the next out-breath, letting this region of the body dissolve in your awareness as you move your attention to the left lower leg. the shin in front and the calf muscle in back. Attending to whatever sensations are present here, on the surface and down deeper into the bones and muscles of the lower leg. Perhaps noting the contact of the calf with the floor or mat. Any sensations of heaviness or warmth. The feeling of fabric, tingling, numbness, or even no sensation. Just attending to whatever is arising in this region of the body from moment to moment. And on the next out-breath, gathering the attention and shifting the focus now to the left knee. Attending to the sensations in this area of the body, the front of the knee, the back of the knee, the sides of the knee, the muscles, the tendons, the knee joint. Being present and curious as best you can about whatever sensations arise in your left knee. And if you encounter any uncomfortable sensation here in the knee, seeing if you can bring interest and curiosity, and if it's possible for you in this moment to focus your attention, bringing it right into the unpleasant or difficult sensation and observing it as best you can. Breathing with any intensity of sensation. But again, not trying too hard or forcing things to be different than how they are now. But if staying with an unpleasant sensation is causing too much restlessness or agitation, then knowing that you can always shift the attention to settle the breath in the belly or in the chest. Using the breath as an anchor to gather attention. And then returning to the body scan whenever you're ready. And when you feel ready to shifting your awareness from the lower leg and becoming aware of the left hip and thigh on the surface into the muscles and bones of the thigh and the hip. Sensing any heaviness or weight, perhaps contact with the mat or the chair. Bathing this region of the body in awareness. Observing whatever sensations you find here. Being with them from moment to moment as best you can. And on the next out-breath, letting go of this region of the body as you sink into the mat, into the chair, into stillness, fully awake, aware, moment to moment. And now gathering your attention once again and shifting the focus to the toes of the right foot. Observing any sensations arising in your awareness here in the right toes. And without moving them, feeling the big toe and the little toe, perhaps the toes in between, being with your toes as best you can, observing sensations arising and passing. And on the next in-breath, expanding your awareness to include the bottom of the right foot. And we'll expand more to include the ball, the instep, the heel. Present and curious about the sensations that arise in your awareness. And if you notice that your mind is wandering or getting lost in thinking or planning, remembering, just noticing that and without judging yourself, bringing your attention back to the toes of your right foot, to what is actually happening in the toes, right here, right now. Expanding awareness now to include the top of the foot and the ankle. Being present to the sensations or absence of sensation in this region of the body, on the surface and down deeper into the bones and the muscles. The tendons of this region of the body. And on the next out-breath, allowing this region to dissolve in your mind's eye as you shift your attention to the right lower leg. And we'll include the right knee. Attending to the sensation or lack of sensation in this region of the body, and observing it with interest and curiosity as best you can, moment by moment. And on the next out-breath, letting go of the lower leg and knee. And shifting your awareness now to rest in the right hip and the right thigh. On the surface and down into the muscles and bones of this region of the body. Bathing this region of the body with awareness. being with whatever sensations are here to be felt. And observing with interest. And on the next out-breath, letting go of this region of the body, letting it soften and dissolve in your mind's eye. As you bring awareness to the pelvis, becoming aware of any sensations in this region of the body. You may be aware of contact of the buttocks with the floor or the chair. And expanding the awareness now to include the genitals, the muscles, the bones of the pelvis, and including the internal organs that are cradled here. Observing any sensation that arises with curiosity from moment to moment as best you can. For some, this region of the body elicits strong sensations, thoughts, or emotions. If this is true for you, bringing an attitude of kindness and compassion to yourself and for yourself. And if it feels right for you in this moment, staying with those sensations as best you can, but also knowing that you can choose to return to the breath as an anchor for your awareness at any time, if what you are sensing becomes too intense or distressing for you. And then when you feel ready, returning to the instructions of the body scan, now, taking a deeper breath in and on the out-breath, allowing the pelvis to soften and release, if it will, and dissolve in your awareness as you move your attention to the lower back and the back body. And including the middle back and upper back. This is another region that is often a store of tension and stress. And noting if that's true for you, being present with any sensations that you encounter here, just as they are, without trying to change things. Observing them from moment to moment. Perhaps noticing the feeling of contact with the floor or the chair. Expanding the awareness from the lower back up to and including the long muscles of the back. Aware of any tension or tightness or fatigue in this region of the body. And on the next out-breath, letting go of the back. Letting it release as you shift your attention to the lower abdomen. And here, becoming aware of the sensations at the belly. The rising of the belly on the in-breath, and the falling of the belly on the out-breath. Notice that this happens all by itself, that you don't have to do anything at all. Just observe the breath as it unfolds, moment to moment, breath by breath. Exploring the sensations that are present here on the surface and more deeply into the organs of the abdomen. And again, if you encounter any unpleasant or difficult sensations in this region of the body, knowing that you have the option of staying with and observing more deeply with curiosity, or if you need to, returning to the sensation of the breath to gather your attention and regain a sense of balance from which you can return again to the body scan. And on the next out-breath, expanding your awareness to include the chest, feeling the sensations on the surface, the skin, the breasts, and deeper into the muscles and bones of the chest wall. Perhaps feeling the lungs massaging the heart muscle with each breath. If you can, noting the beating of your heart, nourishing the rest of the body with oxygen. Being present with whatever is here to be felt in this moment with this breath. And on the next out-breath, letting go, letting this region of the body soften and release. As you soften into stillness, into quiet, awake, alive, right here, right now. And once again, gathering your attention and shifting now to the awareness of your hands. And we'll do both hands at the same time. Starting at the tips of the fingers, becoming aware of any sensation or absence of sensation. You may notice tingling or warmth, vibrating, the movement of air around the fingertips. Now expanding to include the fingers the space between the fingers. Or the fingers touching. Noting what's here. Being with it as it is from moment to moment. Expanding the awareness now to include the palms and the backs of the hands, the wrists, shifting the attention now to the forearms. Expanding now to include the elbows, the upper arms, the armpits, being present with any sensation in this region of the body. And on the next out-breath, allowing the arms and the hands to soften and release. As you bring your attention to your shoulders, another store of tension and stress for many of us. And just seeing if that's true for you. Perhaps noting if there are sensations of tightness or straining, heaviness in the shoulders. Being present with the sensations as they are, not trying to change them in any way. And on the next out-breath, letting the shoulders soften as you move your attention now to your neck, becoming aware of the muscles of the neck, the throat, the spine in the neck, aware of any tension or tightness in this region of the body, the windpipe, the sensations associated with breathing in and breathing out. The esophagus, feeling the sensations of swallowing. Just observing what is present with interest and curiosity as best you can in this moment. And on the next out-breath, allowing your neck to soften and release. Becoming aware of your face. Beginning with the jaw and the chin. Aware of the skin and the bones. The hinge region of the jaw. Often we store tension in tightening the jaw. Exploring any sensations that are here to be felt, just as they are. Expanding now to include the mouth. the lips, the teeth, the gums, the tongue, the roof of the mouth. Being curious about the sensations that are present here in this region of the body. Shifting your awareness to the cheeks, the nose, and the nostrils, perhaps noting the sensations of the breath at the gateway of the nostrils. Becoming aware of the eyes, the eyeballs, the eyelids, and the muscles around the eyes. Bringing awareness now to include the ears and the earlobes. Just being present with sensations as they arise and pass from moment to moment. Shifting now to the forehead and the temples. Experiencing your face as it is right now. Seeing if you can let it fall into neutral. Letting your face be at rest. And becoming aware of the top of your head, the sides and back of your head, the scalp and the bones of the skull. Attending to whatever sensations are present here in this moment. With interest, with curiosity. As you lie here, breathing. And on the next out-breath, allowing this region to soften as you let go, and watching as the mind lets go. Resting now in awareness and stillness, fully awake, fully alive, holding the whole body in awareness just as it is, from the bottoms of the feet, up through the legs, the pelvis, the back, the abdomen and chest, through the arms and hands, the neck and face, the head, coming in touch with a deep inner silence, in touch with your completeness, whole as you are. A realm in which limitations are not confining, a realm of deep well-being. Open to things just as they are, beyond personal fears and concerns, knowing that this awareness and stillness are profoundly healing. And as this practice comes to an end, congratulating yourself for taking the time to nourish yourself in this way. And as you return to the world of clock time, allowing this calmness and centeredness to stay with you as you move into the activities of your daily life, and perhaps forming the intention to practice over the days and weeks and months, knowing that by doing this, you are strengthening your deep inner resources for healing and well-being. And so you may wish to open your eyes and, as you do so, mindfully taking in color and form, the room, or wiggling your toes and fingers, resting here in awareness until you hear the sound of the bells, doing the best that you can to cultivate a wholehearted, non-reactive awareness.